From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Death toll has risen to 36 following riots that broke out after a court convicted a controversial guru of raping two of his followers in India. Nearly 270 people were wounded in the violent protest in the northern part of the country. Tens of thousands of supporters of the guru, who calls him Saint Dr. Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh Anjan, had rioted after he was convicted. Violent mobs then set fire to government buildings and attacked journalists and police officers. Relatives and elders protesting the death of 10 Somali civilians allegedly killed in a raid by Somali and U.S. troops say the bodies of the victims will not be buried until the perpetrators apologize. VOA's Maya Bush has details.
More than 300 Somali community leaders held a news conference after meeting in Mogadishu Saturday. Somali officials initially said Friday that troops had killed 8 al-Shabaab militants during an overnight operation and that no civilians had been killed. But later, the Somali army said its forces, supported by U.S. troops, mistakenly shot dead 10 civilians, including 3 children.
Government's conflicting statements on the incident have triggered public anger and protests. Prime Minister calling an urgent meeting to discuss the incident. Flooding and tornadoes are the next big danger facing residents of the southeastern part of the U.S. state of Texas, where Tropical Storm Harvey is swirling about. Up to 25 centimeters of rain could fall in some areas around the city of Houston, leading to flash flooding. At least 7 tornadoes have already touched down in the Houston area since Friday evening. So far, 1 person has been confirmed dead. This is VOA News. European Union Commissioner for Migration says Brussels may withhold development aid and impose trade and visa restrictions on migrant source countries in Africa and Asia to force them to take back failed asylum seekers. This is the first time EU commissioners have threatened to block access to European markets in response to the long-running migration crisis. Meantime, the EU's border protection agency Frontex says the number of migrants crossing into Italy has dropped dramatically in the last 2 months. Speaking in the Italian port city of Catania, the group's executive director, Fabrizio Legari, attributed the drop to actions by Libyans.
This is very likely linked to more activities deployed by Libyan Coast Guard units. We have also information about clashes that took place in the western part of Libya, in the area of Sabratha, where usually the migrants were departing.
Italy was bearing the heaviest share of the exodus to Europe, with 97,000 refugees and economic migrants arriving illegally by boat so far this year. Hundreds of thousands of peace marchers flooded the heart of Barcelona, Spain, shouting, "I'm not afraid," a public rejection of violence following extremist attacks, Spain's deadliest in more than a decade. Emergency workers, taxi drivers, police, and ordinary citizens who helped immediately after the attack on August 17th led the march. The Islamic State group claimed to have carried out vehicle attacks in Barcelona and hours later in the coastal town of Cambrils that left 15 dead, more than 120 wounded. Iraqi forces say they have recaptured most of the northwestern Iraqi city of Talafar from Islamic State, including its center. Officials have said they hope to establish total control of Talafar by Eid al-Adha, the Muslim holiday, which starts in Iraq on September the 2nd. The offensive on Talafar, which lies between Syria and 80 kilometers west of the former Islamic State stronghold of Mosul, began on August 20th. According to U.S. and Iraqi military commanders, between 10,000 and 20,000 civilians out of a population of 200,000 have remained in the city. Aid organizations have reported those remaining are threatened by death from the militants who have kept a tight grip on the city since 2014.
That's the latest world news from VOA.